Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 conference call hosted by Premier Explosives Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar IR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Akhilesh Gandhi. On behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to the Premier Explosives Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the first quarter ended on June 30th, 2026. Today, we have with us the senior management team of Premier Explosives. Mainly, we have Mr. T.V. Chaudhary, sir. He is our Managing Director. Along with, we have Mr. Vijayajit Kumar. He is our Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, including the investor presentation, have already been uploaded on the stock exchange. With that, I now invite Mr. T.V. Chaudhary, sir, to share his opening remarks on the company's performance for the first quarter. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Akhilesh, and good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Premier Explosives for the first quarter ended June 30, 2026. Thank you for joining us. I trust you have reviewed our Q1 financial year 2027 results along with the investor presentation available on the stock exchanges and on our website. During Q1 FY27, we reported revenue of 102.6 crore, reflecting a decline of 28% year-on-year. The quarter was impacted by delays in dispatches and project execution, primarily due to ongoing global headwinds and supply chain disruptions across certain programs. While these factors affected near-term revenue recognition, the underlying demand environment for our products and solutions remains robust. On the profitability front, operating performance was impacted by elevated raw material costs amid prevailing global market conditions. The increase in input prices created temporary pressure on margins during the quarter. However, we continue to focus on operational efficiency, cost optimization, and disciplined execution to mitigate these challenges. Encouragingly, we believe that many of these external headwinds are gradually easing. As supply chains stabilize and execution improves, we expect a stronger operational performance and better revenue conversion in the coming quarters. Most importantly, our business fundamentals remain strong. As of today, our order book stands at rupees 1,393 crore, with approximately 94% of the order book coming from defense segment. The healthy order backlog provides strong revenue visibility and reinforces our confidence in the company's growth trajectory. Also, regarding the recent acquisition of Apollo Microsystems, acquisition by Apollo Microsystems, we believe this marks a significant milestone in Premier Explosives' growth journey and opens up exciting opportunities for the company. The partnership brings together Apollo's strengths in defense electronics and mission-critical systems with Premier's capability in energetic materials, rocket motors, ammunition, and propulsion systems, creating a broader and more integrated defense platform. For Premier, the strategic benefits are clear: enhanced access to larger and more complex defense programs, stronger technology and R&D capabilities, a wider customer reach, and improved operational efficiencies through scale and collaboration. The combined strengths will also strengthen our position in India's growing defense indigenization and export opportunities. We believe this partnership will accelerate Premier's next phase of growth, strengthen our competitive positioning, and create long-term value for all stakeholders. We remain excited about the opportunities ahead and look forward to unlocking the full potential of this partnership. Now I request Mr. Vijay Kumar, our CFO, to share the financial performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The result presentation for the quarter ended June 30, 2026 has been uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. I believe you may have gone through the same. The revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 degrew by 28% year-on-year to 102.6 crores. For EBIT for Q1 FY27 degrew by 80% year-on-year to 4.8 crores. The EBIT margin for the quarter stands at 4.7%. Our net profit decreased by 80% year-on-year to 3 crores. The PAT margin for the quarter stands at 3%. Now coming to the order book. The company's current order book stands at 1,393 crores, out of which defense segment order is majority of 1,309 crores, which is equal to 94% of the total order book. Explosive segment stands at 42 crores, which is equal to 3% of the total order book. And service segment, which is operational and maintenance services segment, stands at 42 crores, which is equal to 3% of the total order book. This order book reflects the strong growth visibility we see over the coming years. We remain confident that supported by sustained execution momentum, continued development of new products, and our ongoing expansion initiatives, the company will continue to maintain a strong growth trajectory in the forthcoming quarters. With this, we will now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Paras Kulkarni with Ignite Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. Firstly, on the cost side, we have seen a sharp decline in other expenses from 20 crores to 11 crores in 1Q. So if I were to build it for the entire year, what is the run rate cost do we expect for the full year? And also what attributed to this decline?
Earlier quarters, there were provisions, expected credit loss provision, and there was a decline in decrease in forex losses. So those are, it is not comparable for exact apple to apple. There is a reduction in cost.
Okay.
Other expenses concerned. Yeah.
Sure. So is this 11 crore sort of sustainable run rate?
Yeah, it is, you can say around 9 crores kind of thing. You can see in that year, June 25 also, it is around 9 crores. So 9 to 10 kind of thing.
Okay, understood. And now coming to the gross margin, would you explain in your opening remarks that the geopolitical situation affected the margin? So looking at FY27, where do we see the gross margin? Do we see that improving sequentially or should we maintain this 35% as a decent assumption?
Margins will definitely improve. Because we have different products, there is a bouquet of products. So depending on the dispatches of the product, it keeps on increasing.
Yeah, healthy order book and execution pattern. We have already this quarter's movement of materials and all those goods. Gives us the confidence that it will improve in the coming quarter.
Okay, so could you please quantify as to whether this is the baseline and we should assume 40% kind of gross margin going ahead, looking at Q4, which we did?
Even in earlier conference calls also, we said that we are targeting an EBITDA of 15-20%. So I think same line we are trying to achieve it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned about enhancing your product offerings, and you said that we would be also looking at drones and UAVs. So, what is the current stage of development here? I mean, are we trying to develop our own UAV technologies, or we would be partnering with other companies? So, could you throw some light?
We are not developing our own drone technologies, that is for the birds and all those. We are partnering with several drone manufacturing industries for the payloads. We are making the payloads and then participating along with them in it as a partner, not an independent standalone supplier.
Okay, okay, understood. And now with Apollo taking up, taking over, so do you expect any orders from the naval side of the business? Because they've got good relations with the Navy, and they've got orders with respect to the sea mines and submarines. So do you see any traction going ahead in the order book from naval side?
Yeah, we are hoping that this association will help us to strategically strengthen ourselves. But the total potential of this we'll come to know by December only.
Okay, by December. And last question around the export licenses. In fourth quarter, we have talked about around for 400 crores of export license we have not received. So when do we sort of, have we received them currently? Because last time we had said that we would be expecting to get those licenses within 3 to 4 months. So what is the status there, and what is the export portion which we would be expecting in FY27 from the current order book, the execution?
Yeah, past 1 week we have received several export licenses. And we have also moved out the material from the factories. And some of them are in pipeline. We are expecting them to arrive in 1 or 2 days. So it's quite satisfactory, the receipt of export licenses and what material is moving out. All the backlogs of previous quarter, I think, will be completing in this quarter.
Okay, so is it fair enough to expect around 200-300 crores of export in 2027 as stated earlier?
Yeah, we are targeting some 200 crores in this quarter, based on 150 to 200 crores.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I'll join back the queue. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Varun Jain with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. So I have a couple of questions. Starting with this July 2023 flares order, this was guided for completion in Q1 FY27 and the 30 CR of LD reversal was expected. So any update on that?
Yeah, LD they still is in process. Maybe by this quarter end or by October, November, I think we'll come to know. Because a lot of processes are there. It's going on. And as far as flares are concerned?
Yeah, further orders in pipeline, and we have started production in our own plant and all those. So we are hoping that this will contribute well in the coming quarters.
No, earlier order also we are going to complete it. In another 3 to 4 months, there is a backlog of about 75 crores. So that will be completed next 4 or 5 months.
So just for clarity, sir, this July 2023 order will get completed in the next 4 or 5 months. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Got it.
Completed.
Okay. And sir, earlier management had guided for this 430 CR order of October 2025 that approximately two-thirds will be done in FY27. So that would be close to 285 CR. So is that guidance on track? And how much did we do in Q1?
Q1, it was only 21 crores kind of thing. And in the second quarter, we're expecting a better number.
And for the entire year, will we do close to 285 or something?
No, we have to complete the order before this financial year.
So the entire 430 CR will be done in FY27?
Yeah.
We have the capability, like the capacity to do the entire order?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have. The shaft material payload we are dependent on imports, which we have completed, we have executed. The flares we do in our own plant, so we have the capability to complete.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the guidance front, I think in FY27 management had guided for 600-700 CR. So we have done close to 103 CR in this Q1. So do in the balance 9 months, can we do 500-600 CR more? I mean, is that, do we have that kind of capacity? And
capacity was like I explained, we have the capacity for flares and other products to make, whereas for items like shafts, we are dependent on imports, where it depends on the conditions prevailing there. But otherwise, flares and other things are made in our own facility, and then we'll be able to execute that.
So you retain the 600 crore guidance for FY27, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, last quarter, you mentioned that there was a new alternate raw material which DRDO, you had sent to DRDO for approval, and this was going to be used for these landmines and loitering munitions for drones. Any update on that?
Yeah, there is a considerable progress on it. They are conducting the tests of our material, what we have proposed. And that is being done by DRDO, ARDE and HMRL. Once it is complete, I think they will give us a clearance to use that material. That will open a door for completely getting into mines, that is Adrushi mines and Ulka mines, which are very much in demand from our Indian Army.
So by when do we expect any completion of survey by DRDO?
Hardware part we have assembled all together, and then other components and then chemicals, it's going on. It may take another 6 months.
Another 6 months, okay.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. And so on the Kattapalli, this CapEx, so we had earlier said that by Q1 and some assets will start commissioning, then by Q2 some will start. So did we see anything commissioned in by end of Q1 or even till now, because we are halfway through Q2 also?
The integration of the pipelines and the plant and machinery erection and installation for the RDX and HMX production is almost complete, and then we are expecting to take up the water trials in September month. That water trials will take a month, and after that it will come into production of the products intended for. That is about RDX and HMX. And about mixing plant, where 2.5 tons planetary mixer is installed. Some of the components which are imported by the supplier of the mixer, they got delayed because of the maritime movement of ships and all those. So now we have put pressure on them and then make them ship it by air. So that also we are hoping that end of September we will be ready with the plant, and then we will take up the dummy trials.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the Andhra Pradesh, this expansion plan, like after the acquisition of promoter stake by Apollo, are we continuing with it, and have we finalized the land parcel for it?
Land parcel, the pricing was an issue. We were requesting the government for a reasonable price which we can afford to install, because as an explosive industry, we require large landed areas. Such large area, the price makes a big difference. So we have requested the government for reworking the price and then to give us a better price by through which we can get fully benefited. So at present, it is at that status.
And this expansion will be going on even post, Apollo will continue with it, right?
Yeah, the requirements are there, which definitely I think once they come into the picture, and then we'll be taking a call after making the presentation of our
Okay, sir. Got it. And just the last one from my side, sir. What changes do you expect, like, post Apollo? Like, what with the new capabilities they bring in, what more can you do, really? Any synergy benefit or any guidance there?
We are expecting their capabilities are in the defense electronics. So in which area where we have no expertise. So we are expecting that we'll be able to get a good gainful benefits from them with their expertise, and then the systems which where you work integrated with the electronics and high energy materials, that's where I think we can definitely, we are looking forward to do a better strategically beyond, to be better on that. These all will come, more details will come probably by the next quarter.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chandresh with Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two questions on the order book side. Can you provide the program-wise breakup of the order book?
Can only give a breakup of industrial explosives and defense.
We have 94% defense orders and 6% the regular explosives, industrial explosives.
Okay. And so secondly, with respect to this project push, I mean, BEL is also expecting about 30,000 to 40,000. So on that side, how much is Premier Explosive expecting in the QRTUM category?
Couldn't get the question. Could you please repeat?
So basically, I mean, the QRTUM, how much is you are expecting QRTUM, under the project? Yeah.
QRTUM. No, if you have participated in a tender and something, then we can say that, but tenders itself are not at fault.
Okay, got it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Paras Kulkarni with Ignite Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, just one question on the order book side. So what is the order inflow guidance for FY27?
Already we have 1393. So FY27, we are expecting another 200 to 300 crores.
Okay, 200 to 300 crores, and the execution will be in FY27 itself or ahead?
No. All our orders are for next 2 years. So. So we are expecting a run rate of 1,000 crores plus whatever we execute, and after that, it will
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I have a particular question on, in Q1 FY27, revenue declined by 28% year on year. Due to dispatch and execution delays, which specific project were impacted, and what portion of our deferred revenue is expected to recover during FY27?
Particularly the export orders what we have, those deliveries got delayed because of the maritime problems. Similarly, some of the components which we are importing for delivery to the finished product, that is countermeasures, components are supposed to come from abroad, there also the delays have caused delays in deliveries. This is the main reason for the things which we are expecting to overcome or complete those executions in the current second quarter, that is.
Okay. Understood, sir. And in defense and space, revenue declined by 35% year-on-year despite a strong defense environment, as you mentioned. was purely timing related, or there have been delay in a customer procurement and acceptance process?
Some delays are there, which are because of the delay in getting the export licenses, where the export orders are there. Now, really, like I mentioned in the beginning, most of the licenses are received and we are in the process, and we hope that in second quarter and third quarter we'll be completing all this.
Okay, so there are no delay from a customer procurement and acceptance?
No.
Okay. And what will be the revenue guidance for FY 27, and does management still expect to achieve meaningful growth despite a weak start of this year?
Yeah, like we mentioned, we are expecting a target of around 600 crores turnover, which is a considerable increase in the previous year, 2 years if you take it.
Okay. Understood, sir. Okay, sir, thank you for the opportunity. I will join back the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and the next question comes from the line of Varun Jain with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just a couple of follow-ups. So on this April 2026, 350 crore international order for defense products, so have we received the export license for this one?
It's in process, actually. Yeah.
So, like, by when can we receive export license for this, and when will the
2 months we are expecting. Yeah.
It usually takes
Yeah.
3 to 4 months at least for every processing of the export license. And before we submit for processing, we have to receive the import licenses from the importing country. So this process takes time, at least minimum 3 to 4 months.
The importing license, I didn't understand. Why do you need the importing license for this?
Other party has to take.
The country where we are going to export, they have to issue an import license to the importer there.
Okay, got it. Got it. So once that comes, then you start production. So, like, is it safe to assume that in this calendar year there will be no production for this order?
Actually,
I think the last quarter.
Okay.
In the last quarter, yeah, we're expecting some dispatches.
Last quarter, got it. And sir, on this bulk explosives business, what is the guidance for FY 27 and 28 also, if you can give?
Difficult to predict that FY 28, and because the prices are very much dependent on the raw material import cost prices. So, the multiple manufacturing capacities are there, and also more than 40 players in this field. So difficult to predict on that.
For FY 27, if you can give, because I think we are already done with 40% of 27, so some guidance of what kind of revenue there will be, and what is the margin profile right now?
Margin profile.
Range under.
Hello.
Yeah. We have an executed contract with Singareni Collieries, so the balance part of about 25-30 crores that will be executed this year, this financial year.
So, and other than that, nothing, just that much.
Other than that, we have a detonating fuse orders and all these things. There also we have export orders, so those things will be continuing.
So close to 80 crore, I think we can get, right, in 27, in this revenue?
Yeah, just like last year, I think we'll maintain.
Got it, sir. And
What is the margin profile we are getting here right now? Because from what I've heard, like the Coal India and Singareni margins have been very, very down.
Margins. In fact, Coal India we have withdrawn last year also, and then before last year also, because of the prices, very low prices. Singareni, yes, we are servicing because it is close by, so a little better than Coal India prices, our net cost and all this. But otherwise, yeah, margins are very, very thin. Many places it is negative.
It is like low single digit margins then, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it, sir. And just last one, sir. What is the, like, in the international market, sir, what is the scenario with RDX and HMX supply, demand and pricing? If you can give us some color there.
Demand is good, but getting licenses is difficult.
And pricing of RDX, HMX?
Exporting to different countries. So depending on country.
Because war scenario and all those pushed the demand up. So for the present, yes, prices are good. After 2 years or 3 years, what happens, we'll have to see that.
Can you quantify the prices? Can you give us some band that would be helpful for RDX, HMX, any other major grade of explosives?
We are competing in this area also, so we don't want to say anything on that.
No, this is the industry price band. What price band it operates in? Not your selling price.
You can get easily from the internet and other places rather than.
Okay. No issues, sir. That's all from me. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So my question is related to the EBITDA margin, that we have seen a drastically decline in the EBITDA margin from 15% to 6% in Q1 FY27. So, like, can you share the, like, what's the reason behind?
As our MD sir explained, there is a bouquet of products. So, depending on product dispatch, it slightly varies. But overall, our guidance is about 15 to 20% is our yearly target.
So, in this, how much margin has been erosion due to, raw material costs and under absorption of a fixed cost?
The difference what you are seeing is that, but I think in the coming quarters we will be making it up.
Okay. So, in this, that the raw material price has been started normalized?
Yeah. It is not normalizing, but already we have some contracts are there, so we have to execute them. Once we complete the contracts, we will be increasing the prices also.
Okay. So, if the raw material prices get normalized, what EBITDA margin range we can expect? Is the same 15 to 20%?
Right. For this financial year.
Okay. And sir, one last question on order book, that we have nearly 13 to 14 million of our order book, equivalent to nearly 3.5, 3.6 of FY26 revenue. So what percentage of this order book is executed in next 12 to 18 months?
As per our turnover, the run rate we are expecting is about 500 to 600 crore, rather 600 we are targeting. So,
okay. 500 to 600 odd crore you are targeting in next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and all the best for next quarter.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. T.V. Chaudhary for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Akhilesh. And thank you, everybody, all the stakeholders, for showing interest in the company and then wishing us a good success in the future endeavors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Premier Explosives Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.